One of the things that I use a lot in the book and in this program is a concept called the triple cell. And this was created by the writer Starhawk, who wrote The Spiral Dance many years ago. That was one of the first pagan books that I actually read. Yeah. And her idea of the triple self, it was kind of, to me, it was reminiscent of the id, ego, superego thing, but definitely more magical, more accessible. And I've sort of taken it and added some components and so forth. But the basic gist of it there is that we have three parts to our self. One is talking self, which is like our sort of our ego mind. That's the part that's we're talking to each other now, and we're thinking about, oh, did I write that grocery list? Da 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 da. You know, just all the chattery monkey mind. And for me, I've kind of noticed that that lives in the area of the actual head, like behind the third eye, like da 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 da. It was just chattering to us, right? So, the second piece, the second part of the triple self, is younger self. And younger self is the part of us. Oh, so talking self, we can think of as sort of our left brain analytical side. And younger self, we can think of as that sort of the right brain creative, playful side. And younger self is the part of us that absolutely loves the senses and sensation. And so this is why we do ritual the way we do. Younger self loves the candles and the flowers and the beautiful smell of the incense and the music, the ethereal music we might have playing, or the drumming. And younger self loves color and taste and touch, those beautiful soft fabrics that we, wear and surround ourselves with. And so, oh, and I had a client at one point who said, well, if you had a very unhappy or traumatic childhood, you might not identify with it being your younger self. And she suggested at that point we use younger self, like Carl Jung, the collective unconscious kind of thing. So you can translate it as you will there, younger self. And so for me, that part feels like it lives in the heart and is very in contact with not only sensations, but emotions and feelings in that sense. And then there's deep self, and deep self is our connection to all that is, to that which is greater than us. And deep self is where we bring forth the channeled material and the really, deep. I mean, that's why it's deep self, deep, connected material. It's that feeling, if you've ever been doing something and had that feeling that you were just in the groove and time was passing and it didn't matter, you were just creating or doing your thing, you were connected with your deep self at that point. And to me, deep self resonates with the hara area, the gut wisdom. We think about the intuition as gut wisdom sometimes. And so I center it there. Some people, you experience it more above the navel in the kind of the solar plexus chakra, and some experience it as lower below the navel, like more connected with the sacral chakra. Whichever works for you is great. And so the thing that I love about Starhawk's concept of the triple self is that she said, talking self and deep self do not speak the same language. They cannot communicate with one another directly. You need younger self to be that translator, that intermediary. And so in order to really connect with your deep self, it's best to kind of make younger self really happy and having a sparkling day. So having a writing ritual where you have your particular warm beverage and maybe your writing playlist and you light that one candle, and then it says to younger self, oh, okay, we get to play. And that allows you to drop down and connect and really plug in to deeper self and to the cosmos, to the wisdom of all that is, and to your spirit guides, to your it's a way of really connecting deeply with your own inner wisdom, your spirit guides. I mean, beliefs and practices vary widely for you. It might be your ancestors, it might be a guardian angel, it might be your power animal or your guide in dreams. It could be your dream allies coming through. Whatever you connect with, that's great. And the best way to do it is to kind of get aligned, get your triple self aligned and plugged into that connection with deep self. So we work with that quite a bit. So I wanted to introduce that today. And I want to do a little guided journey to aligning your triple self so you can kind of get a sense of what it feels like when this is alive and on. So Make sure you have something to write with and on when you're done the guided meditation, because I'm going to give you time to take some notes. Because oftentimes when we get plugged in, we get wisdom coming through. So have that close to hand. And then when you're ready, you can just get comfortable in your seat and let your eyes close. And we'll begin by just noticing where your body is touching other surfaces. Your feet might be touching the ground, your backs of your thighs and your lower back might be cradled in the chair or other seat. Maybe your mid back and shoulders are also touching the back of the chair. Notice where your arms and your hands rest. And as you notice these surfaces that hold you, let yourself really relax into them and be held. Release any tension that's not necessary in this moment and be held up. Let's take three deep, intentional breaths together, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, landing fully here in your body, in your psyche. Breathing in and out, letting any other concerns or worries be set aside for now. One more deep, intentional breath in, and then let it out with a sigh as you land here. And as we turn our attention to our inner worlds, first notice your talking self, your thoughts. And imagine that there's a little marble-sized glowing ball of energy inside your head, kind of behind your eyebrows, behind your third eye area. And look at that little glowing ball of energy. Notice what color it is and which direction it's swirling. And then start to gently feed any thoughts that come to mind into the ball of energy, letting them feed this ball of light, letting it grow a little bit. Those thoughts will keep coming. That's what our brain does. It's natural. So it's not like they'll stop, but just feed some of them into the ball of light until that feels complete. Maybe your thoughts have calmed down a little bit. Maybe they're still swirling, but that's okay too. You can feed some more of them into the ball of light. Just noticing where you're at. And when you feel ready, imagine that this ball is on a little internal elevator that descends down along your spine, down through your throat area, into your chest, and comes to rest at the level of your heart, in your heart chakra. Maybe this ball has grown a little bit now from the size it was before you fed your thoughts into it. Notice if the color or the swirling patterns have changed at all. And then just begin to attune yourself to younger self. And remember, younger self is all about sensation. So younger self notices how your clothes feel on your body, if there are any sounds besides the sound of my voice. Younger self notices any smells in the room, the feel of the air. If there's still a taste in your mouth from your lunch or your coffee or tea, feed those sensations as you notice them into this ball of light and energy. And then Younger self is also about feelings in the sense of emotion. So just take a moment to tune in with what you're feeling. Could be anything, could be excitement or anticipation, sorrow, irritation, any kind of emotions that come to you. Just gently feed those into this ball of energy. Notice how it grows. Maybe it's now the size of a golf ball or an orange. Notice what colors and swirling patterns. Younger self especially likes this part. What does it look like? Does it look like a little planet as it revolves? Is there a starry pattern within? Let your younger self play a little bit with the imagery. And as your younger self plays, you might notice the colors actually do shift and change. Patterns swirl differently. And when that feels complete, let this ball of energy descend down along that imaginary elevator once more, down along your spine, until it comes to rest somewhere in your abdomen. Again, it might be up higher near your solar plexus, or it might be down low in your lower abdomen, just wherever feels right in this moment. The ball of light comes to rest there. And see if you can notice or imagine a sensation of plugging in to something greater than just your ordinary consciousness. Plugging in to what it feels like when you're in communion with that intuition, that inner wisdom, those spirit guides who speak to you. When you've felt or even just imagined that you feel that strong connection, notice if any whispers or images of wisdom come forward. See what your deep self has to tell you today. This is a good time to put talking self to work. Have talking self make a mental note of what those pieces of wisdom are so you can bring them back. And once you've made that mental note, you can feed these little bits of wisdom also into the ball of energy, which is now growing again. Maybe it's the size of a grapefruit. And the ball of light, the colors might have changed again. The patterns swirling around might be different. Listen to see if there's any more wisdom coming forward. And if you have a particular question about something, you can ask for wisdom on it. Or you can just say, deep self, what would you like me to know? Make a little note of those things. And then feed them into this ball of light. And now that this ball of light is plugged right into universal source, it's going to grow even more. Just let it grow and expand until the ball of light is as big around as your torso. And then bigger still, it expands outside the parameters of your physical body. And it grows up and above your head and down below your feet and outward so that it's this big sphere of light and energy encasing your entire aura. Just notice how it feels. notice this experience of alignment, where we've aligned our triple selves. And we're going to just leave that ball of light active. This is something that's already innately part of us. We've just focused on it, enhanced it. We're going to leave it there as we begin to come back. As you begin to once again notice where your body rests in the chair or other surface, where your arms and hands are touching, start to move a little bit, coming back gently, wiggling your fingers and your toes, maybe rolling your head from side to side if that feels good. Stretching. When you're ready, you can open your eyes, make some notes for yourself on what messages you've received and what your experience was.